from Global's newsroom at 4. The government insists Britain's biggest water company remains stable after a potential takeover deal collapsed. A US firm pulled out of a plan to invest in Thames Water, which is currently in billions of debt. The firm says it's continuing to work on an alternative plan, but Lib Dem MP Charlie Maynard has told us it's time for ministers to step in.
I've been arguing for the last few months that we really need to be putting Thames Water into special administration because we've got a completely unsustainable financial situation. We have £23 billion of debt.
Separately, campaigners say a damning review of the water industry in England and Wales still doesn't go far enough. A report has found the sector needs a fundamental reset to win back public trust. Search teams in Portugal have been seen draining a well as part of new searches for Madeleine McCann. Investigators are working a few miles from where the toddler went missing in 2007. And fuel thefts from UK petrol stations have risen sharply. Data by the RAC suggests it's increased by 49% in the past year. Sport. Scotland goalkeeper Angus Gunn has backed his former Norwich teammate Russell Martin to be a success at Rangers if he's appointed as their new manager. The Ibrox side are in advanced talks with the 39-year-old who was sacked by Southampton in December with his team bottom of the Premier League. Rain has stopped play in the third one-day international between England's cricketers and the West Indies. The tourists are 83 for 3 after being put into bat first. England have already won the three-game series with them 2-0 up. And defending champion Iga Świątek is through to the semi-finals of the French Open. The Pole extended her unbeaten streak to 26 matches. Later, Carlos Alcaraz plays Tommy Paul.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Mainly dry for much of the UK overnight with a low of 3 degrees. Some showers in the north and west tomorrow, but staying drier elsewhere with highs reaching 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sunta Templeton. Also, thanks to Izzy for a tremendous afternoon show. Hi, Izzy. I'm in Aegina in Greece, but I brought Radio X with me. A little too many wines, but who cares, says Julie from Oldham. I hope you enjoy the show, Julia. Julie, how about this? Hi, Izzy. Munich by editors sounded like Joy Division. That's playing on the best of British, says someone in California. My God, she gets an international crowd in. Yo, Izzy, just laying floorboards all morning, listening to you. Hang on. Just laying floorboards all morning of our house renovation. Now, I can't find the car keys.
Uh-oh.
And someone else, Pierre Kelly, has a fantastic idea for a Glastonbury flag. It says, Heart Radio is trash. They're not going to go for that one, no. Pierre. Heart sucks, you could have. They're not going to go for that either. Honestly, it's such a...
It's a nonsense.
I shouldn't even be talking like this. Literally, I feel like I've insulted, like, Putin and I'm in Russia. That's the... It's like the superpower.
You're on a list now.
I'm on a list, definitely, yeah. Now. That's it. Sunta Templeton's here, Gav's here, Vinny's here, Harry's here. You're here. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Here's what's happening in your first hour of the show. I'm not going to be sitting on a fence, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sitting on three of them.
Wow.
I've got three fence stories for you. Plus, PM's in the PM. I've got all the latest news for the world of prime ministers.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Again, three prime ministers have decided to sound off today. And talking of sounding off, the Woodman will be sounding off about a percussionist from Thornton Heath. Getting it on, banging a gong in his heroic little slot. Looking forward to that immensely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. It's Tuesday, June the 3rd. Do you want some royal blood? I bloomin' do. Here's Typhoons. Relax back and got this. We'll take it from here.
Start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Let me know.
time and you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they're playing cards and you were into them and cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. So take me in that dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards, and you went to the cigars, but she never told me your name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon is red. Electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights, you know the other to see tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were the one Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, we were into the cigars, but you never told me your name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sleep in your chair by the window, it felt as if you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. You remember the time when you were girl from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there for many cars, when you went to the cigars, wish you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there for many cars, when you went to the cigars, and I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
Girl from Mars, Ash, right here on Radio X. It's 4:11, Tuesday, June the 3rd. Do you know what? I've got PMs in the PM. That's right, Prime Ministers in the afternoon.
Right.
I'm gonna pepper the story with Prime Minister. I'm going to pepper the show this afternoon with Prime Ministerial stories. I know that's something you probably lean into your background as a news gathering radio journalist, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to make it a bit more highbrow so perhaps you feel you fit in more.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I really do.
Good, because I thought about you long and hard when I looked at this very serious. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Embrace the future of AI, doctors and nurses, urges Blair.
Right.
What?
Right. And my point is, he's rapidly becoming, he's not rapidly becoming, he is like the Branson of politics.
Mm.
Yeah, when he says assume it's never going to happen.
It's the opposite. You need to,
both were men of action.
Right.
Yeah?
Mm. Both of a very different time.
Yeah. Blair and Branson, they sound like an awful sort of prog rock combo, don't they?
Yeah. Really,
that's the new one. From Branson, Blair, Starmer and Truss. Anyway, he's saying embrace the future of AI, doctors and nurses, urges Blair. Now I see that, I sort of think, no, that's not happening.
Mm.
We can rule that out then.
Yeah, definitely.
Because already I feel that lethargy. Do you remember a while ago, way before everything started getting really extreme at either end of the political spectrum, so that now if you're in the middle, you just get hammered.
Yeah.
You put something like, off to have a nice roast, for Sunday, and they go, yeah. You animal hating! You know?
Treacherous
And then
scum.
Someone else would kind of go, why can't you move away? A British roast is a great British thing.
Right.
St. George eats it.
It's so...
Oh, that's English. Yeah. What? You can't mess with the rhyme. An English one's always roast. So I'm thinking, I just said I was having a roast for Sunday.
Yep. Yeah.
And yet, a while ago, Blair told us we've got to be passionately centrist. Mm. I mocked him for it.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
Sure.
I think I can be passionately in the middle.
On the
passionately
fence.
Right.
Yeah.
Passionately lukewarm. Come on, guys, there's a middle way. We can all be happy. And now it actually sounds like...
That sounds
what I mean?
Great. That
right.
sounds like utopia.
Like, this is the terrible thing, is he has been much more right out of power than in it.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's too late.
I know. And he's grown his hair out.
What? Yes.
He loves a really long sort of
no,
mullet.
No, but he's got that's because he did play the guitar a bit. You're always going to do
that's
that.
What it is, isn't it? It's like Clinton with the saxophone.
Yeah, once you play the guitar.
You all want to be in bands, don't
they?
Yeah,
they do. Yeah. I could have been a rock star, but I chose politics.
Yes. I mean, nothing's as sad ever with Blair, still, as when he borrowed his son's bomber jacket.
Oh,
do you remember
cringing.
That?
I'm going red now. I'm going
that's
red.
That's up
now.
There with thank George you. Galloway oh, pretending to be a cat, wasn't
yes, it? Yes, it is.
Anyway, he's urged. Mm. Sorry, he's urged us to embrace the future of AI doctors and nurses. But with this rule in mind, what else? I mean, do you know what I'd urge him to do?
Go on.
In that case, I'd urge him to get right behind lower...
You want him to urge.
Right.
Is that right? Yeah,
to
yeah,
to get
yeah.
behind more lower emission zones. No, because it... Do you know what I mean? The lethargy behind it, you know?
I see what you're saying.
You know, I'd like him to get behind a slowdown of putting electric car charge points.
Uh-huh.
Something I'm desperate for.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Right. I'd like him to urge the sewage companies to just let loose.
Yes, right. They've got, yes.
Just crack away.
Yes, that's a good
one. That's what I want him to urge.
Yeah.
I'd also like him to urge the motorway roadworks on the M25 to just slow down, take your time.
Yes.
That's what I want him to urge with that.
Also, when he's taking your time, I'd urge him to say to Ofwat, just give the water companies time.
Yes.
Give them time.
Think of the shareholders.
Just think of the shareholders. They need time.
That's right.
This is a major problem. It's not going to be solved overnight.
No. Give them, say, 20, 30, 40 years.
Give them 10 years. 83936. What are the things in your own life you'd like Blair to urge? Catch these fists, ladies and gentlemen. We proudly present Wet Leg right here on the 4 till 7 thing. Go on, take it.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is can you catch these bits? Limousine, rockin' up. Giddy up. This always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yeah, don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Yeah, well, I know all too well.
Jazzyville. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X, Tuesday, June the 3rd. So Tony Blair is urging us to embrace the future of AI doctors and nurses. Mm. Hopefully that should nick that one in the bud.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But what else?
He doesn't have a great track record on things he wants to happen happening.
Oh, yeah. Tony Turnoff?
Mm. Yeah.
God, man, he's a right Tony Turnoff.
That's good.
Yes, I like that as well.
Like
tone off Tony.
Yeah. Tony.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's a tone off. So, Fangers, what would you like to urge him to turn, you know, to start the, just to start the lethargy, really?
Mm.
Fangers. I think Blair must already been urging to the max the rebuild of Man United, says Dickie the
Brick.
Oh. God, it's in a terrible state, isn't it?
How long's that supposed to take?
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I even heard someone being interviewed about it, and they were going, we've got a decent back four. I'm thinking he's Man City, definitely. He is.
Definitely. Wait, that's a wind-up. Yeah,
that is a wind-up.
It really is.
We just need, like, two decent strikers holding midfield. I'm thinking, who doesn't need two? There's no strikers anymore. They've gone. They've vanished from football. Same as English goalkeepers. They've just got, I don't know where they've gone. Sorry. But certainly you want Blair to... If you don't like Man United, you definitely...
Want him to get involved.
You definitely would want Blair to urge that we restore them.
You'd want him to join hands with Jim Radcliffe and move forward together.
He's the power behind Jim. Sons, quick one.
Dean in Sipson says, I want Blair to urge for sky-high gig ticket prices.
Absolutely right.
Great
idea. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. I see, incidentally, Gav.
Yeah.
Did you notice, talking of football, that FIFA, like they're going to be adopting for the next World Cup,
what?
Surge pricing.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
They've seen what... I mean, most people saw what happened with Oasis and stuff and thought, Christ, this is shocking. FIFA look at it and think, that's how those lads think, Gav. They're thinking, this is the business to be in.
Well, no, someone's probably got fired for not having thought of it first.
Yeah, right.
FIFA.
What do you do? We should have. Gav, what have you seen?
I would like, says Tony in Bedale in North Yorkshire, I would like Blair to urge Chelsea to buy more Brighton players for 100 million plus. Actually, that's about the only transfer they got right.
Yeah.
Is Caicedo. He's good.
Well, they bought a few from there, didn't they?
Did they? Yeah.
Well, they bought a lot from... They bought also Potter.
Yeah.
It cost 100 million
above.
Oh, that's a good
point. Yeah.
Also, did you say Bedale?
Bedale.
He's from Bedale. Sorry, Gav.
Sorry.
Have you been to Bedale?
I've never said that word before.
No, I know.
I liked it.
Okay, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, 83936. I'd love more things you'd love. Tony Blair to urge. Next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our cod loin. Now £16 per kilo. We'll save you the trouble of battling treacherous seas, howling winds and driving rain, so you can have the perfect golden battered cod for dinner. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Was £24 per kilo. Ends 8th of June.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... Oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi. Where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say, well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Earl blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here. Did you hear this morning on the £25,000 box? It was only day two. Somebody said, is it nothing but thieves? And they were wrong, which means it's back again tomorrow on the Chris Moyles Show. You could be winning £25,000.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Fancy a fever tree? And vodka. Yes, vodka, not gin. Because this is Fever Tree Mexican Lime Soda. Yes, soda, not tonic. With Mexican lime and Japanese yuzu for a zesty, refreshing lime soda that's just sweet enough. Delicious with vodka or on its own. Fever Tree Mexican Lime Soda. Mix with the best. Mmm, now that hits the spot.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
man, Travis Gaslight, which we found actually it bears a staggering similarity to. Have you still got it up there?
Stevie Wonder tune.
No, it's a Stevie Wonder tune. What's it called?
Stars?
Another Star.
Gaslight.
If only we were still in the era of the mashup, someone would put that together.
Same pitch, same key. Gaslight. Okay, it's enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some of the things you're urging Tony Blair to do. This is because anything he urges never happens.
Yep.
Yes, guaranteed, yes.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
He urged them to go and find some weapons of mass destruction. Where were they?
If he puts his name behind it...
Oh, that's it. Yeah. It's like Branson space missions.
Any of those missions.
Well, as soon as you see Richard standing there by a model, you can rule that out.
That's it.
I was thinking the other day, actually, on this subject... Vanessa had a nightmare, right? And I reassured her, I said, well, do you know what the nice thing about it is?
Yeah.
And I used to always say, it's my kids. I said to everyone, I said to my dad, he had one the other day. I said to everyone, it's my bit of advice. You ready? Well, you can rule that out. Because dreams never come true.
Absolutely right.
The chance of you being attacked, by an 18-foot rabbit.
Correct. It's not going to happen.
That's purple.
Some crazy dreams.
Yeah.
Certainly
down. You've never had the 12, the 18-foot rabbit dream.
Oh, Christ. Certainly down here in London. It's so, very unlikely.
Very unlikely, yes.
Yes, that's
especially
true.
One that can transform into a helicopter.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, not that sort of rabbit.
Oh.
Right, yeah, okay. Let's go on to the things that... I wonder why your eyes were watering. I've got some more things you'd like to urge Tony Blair to get involved with, because he wants us to embrace the future of AI doctors and nurses. That's not happening. Someone says, could Blair urge my missus to go even further back in the past during arguments, says Ender in Kent. What you got to do is, you got each time that happens, you got to make the agreement that we won't, that's that done. Yeah, yep. When you patch
don't
up, you always got to do it. And then, if you cross up again, you said, I thought you said... we would never speak of this again. And actually, I know this is going to sound like gaslighting, but if you have a lot of arguments when you've had a few drinks anyway, you can't particularly remember what you've either.
Bound to have said it one time.
I don't mean to be gaslighting. It's a great way of moving on. We said we were never going to speak about this. Is that gaslighting?
Yes.
But
what if you don't know yourself, but you got a feeling?
I don't know.
Can you auto-gaslight?
I mean, it's a great get-out clause.
Auto-gaslight.
Maybe.
Okay, fair enough. What have you got, Gav?
Luke in Basingstoke would like Blair to get behind his wife's spending urges and encourage her to just max out that one last credit card. Might as well, he's working till he's 70 anyway.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah. Go on, another one, sons.
Bill from near Northampton says, afternoon, Teej, the Woodman and Dr. S. I wish Blair would urge West Northants Council to not stress about all those potholes. We could do with getting some new wheels anyway.
Exactly right. That's really good.
Yeah.
How about this? I'd like Blair to get behind my wife's... You haven't had this one, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have. You just did that one. Okay, here we go. Afternoon, Teej, the Woodman and Dr. S. All together.
We just did that one as well.
Okay, sorry. Evening, TJ and the team. I'd love it if Blair would encourage all the people on local Facebook groups to add those Facebook groups to add more posts and pictures of poor parking and complaints about the traffic, because I think communities can truly benefit from these. If only we had more of them. More, I tells you. That's Kelly in Bucks. Thank you very much. Also, John Gav, sometimes I'd like to urge Blair to tell potential diesel car buyers it is the future of motoring. Hey, didn't, as Russell in Glasgow says, didn't he say that before? He did say that before.
He did
definitely get us all on diesel.
Another
class. This is Two Door Cinema Club.
And she spoke words that would melt in your hands. And she spoke words of wisdom. To the place from people to basement. Many surprises await.
Radio X.
I'm on the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my
Can you read my lips?
I don't think that's
the word?
It's not quite right, I don't think.
I know, but no one can read his mind. He's genius. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're doing PMs in the PM. We got loads of Tony Blair stuff going on. Mm. But there's another PM who's been talking rubbish today.
Oh, yeah. You surprised me.
Yeah, in fact, there's two more. I've got two more.
Wow.
Before the hour is out.
Yeah, yeah.
First, okay, this is... Are you ready for this?
Go on.
And I'm going to start doing this. Starmer was on the Clyde, yeah?
Yeah.
He's up in Cavan, home of Sir Billy Connolly, and, of course...
Sir Alec himself.
Sir Alec, who was a shop steward there when he was 14 years old.
That's how much
he was
authority.
Telling men what to do when he was 14.
Somebody
oh, Christ alive. That's who we want in charge. Anyway, the Prime Minister's up there. He went on board a submarine. He didn't roll his sleeves up, because, you know, normally he likes to roll his sleeve up when he's around the working man.
Sure. Mm.
As Tom Peck in his political sketch points out, he likes to look like, literally like, he's gone from fresh from the lathe
yes.
to standing there.
Right.
Anyway.
To the box.
That's a carpenter, you know.
He said...
Toolmaker.
Toolmaker, yeah. Yeah, so is mine. Doesn't mean anything. Mm. It does, actually. It's a big thing in our lives, because they don't stop paying them. Anyway... He said, as he came off the submarine, he says, I've been talking to the crew, and they have an unofficial motto.
Yeah.
Nothing works.
What?
Hey.
And then he paused.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone's thinking, what? Yeah. It's a motto on a submarine.
That's yeah. Good.
Yeah, everyone was like, Christ,
seems a bit grim.
Submarine. Yeah. Yeah. Then he goes, unless we all work together. Did you see what he did there?
It's a heavy pause, isn't
That's
it?
That's not a motto. Someone's just written that like a, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps kind of vibe.
It's just...
I mean, it's pretty self-evident, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's teamwork.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those, like, naff things on the
it is,
so on the
yeah,
board.
With a sunset, maybe.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you something. Yeah, Gavin has not got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X. You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills? As well as wobbly towers? Where you'll feel part of a team? Or even have the chance to lead one? Where every little thing you do makes a big difference?
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi. Where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say, well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Ale blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £400.
£486. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards. Qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
He has got a very special hero next.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her.
The Machine, Dog Days Are Over. Not if Tony Blair urges... No, I'm not. Can I ask Tony Blair to urge the dog days to be over, please? Hey, get guys, do you know what? The Woodman's got a hero for us.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnishes the hero. Today is utterly no exception. He's got a hero that he says is a rhythm king.
Yeah.
He says he is the Proto Bez.
I stand by that.
I stand by that as well. In fact, go on, tell him who it is.
Okay, so yes, the hero today, Johnny, is Mickey Finn, or Michael Norman Finn, as he was born.
Oh, he actually was called Mickey
his
Finn.
His name, yeah, exactly.
Wow, I just thought that's because he, you know, looked like he'd had one.
Right. So he was born today in 1947 in Thornton Heath in Surrey. By 1965, he was 18 years old, and he was playing in a couple of bands, playing percussion in a couple of bands. The first one was called Hapshash, and the second band was called The Coloured Coat.
Right, nice.
This is real hippie days, with Mark Bolan forming T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex, in 1967, way earlier than I thought.
Yeah.
He, after just 2 years and not too much success, Bolan fell out with his original sideman, a guy called Steve Peregrine Took. His real name was Steve Porter. Steve wanted T-Rex
to use... Steve Peregrine Took.
I know, he chose that as a name.
Yeah,
like
man.
Barry Took.
Exactly. Anyway, so Steve Peregrine Took. At the time, it was Mark Bolan on acoustic and Steve on percussion.
Right.
And it was like a hippie thing. They'd sit on a stool and play. Yeah. And
I thought Mark was actually a mod by that time, but he was such a liar, you don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, he chopped and changed.
Huge post-mod.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve Peregrine Took was a decent percussionist, but anyway, they fell out because Steve wanted more of his songs to feature. And Bolan and him fell out. They split, leaving Bolan in need of a new sideman. He advertised for one, and a month later, he had Mickey Finn in the band. Into the 70s, Bolan shortened the name to T-Rex, went electric, went glam with producer Tony Visconti, and it all came together beautifully.
Yeah.
With drummer Bill Legend, bassist Steve Curry, Bolan and Mickey Finn dominated the glam scene.
What a band.
Having pretty much invented it. They invented the glam scene.
Not only that, if you get even a greatest hits of T-Rex, this isn't like a greatest hits of, say, and this is no disrespect, it's unlike James.
No, it's insane, like, the list is amazing.
But, you know, they're batting it out a bit.
Ride a White Swan, Hot Love, Get It On, Jeepster, Telegram Sam, Metal Guru, Solid Gold, Easy Action, 20th Century Boy. Mickey played bongos on some of those
songs. That's a crazy amount of tunes, but they're all still played today.
They're amazing tunes.
But all the time.
Yeah, and so let's face it, he was the original Bez. He added a vibe. He added a look. Maybe he made the difference. This is what I would maybe posit, because Bolan had no big success until Mickey Finn was there.
Do you know what? You know, it's also who you're writing the songs for, who you really want to impress.
Right.
Look at Lennon and McCartney. Mm. They'll say Lennon.
So as a muse, you mean? Yeah.
Yes. It's like they muse off each other.
Right.
Well, I'd rather not put muse in.
No,
this
discussion. You don't need to bring that into.
Unfortunate there. That power trio. But Gav.
Mark Bolan himself said he can't sing, but he looks superb. And he did look superb. He's a very good-looking boy.
I used to have, for some reason, bought at a car boot sale.
Yeah.
And it kicked around for ages for comedy value.
Yeah.
The best of T-Rex's appearances on Top of the Pops.
Right.
Amazing.
And he starts off, he's got bongos.
Yes.
Mickey Finn, he's got bongos. He's a good bongo.
He used to wear a green bowler hat with long hair.
Then he's got one bongo.
That's right,
He looks a bit more out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's got one bongo. Then they take that bongo away. And he's just got a tambourine.
Yeah.
For a while, he's got a tambourine.
Right.
Then the tambourine's gone.
Sure, yeah. It's a penny whistle or something.
No, he's got... he's got like a triangle in one of them.
Right, yeah.
And then by the end of it, he's just in the background, behind the drummer, clapping.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
That's all they could trust him with.
He cited Curtis Mayfield's bongocero, Henry Gibson, as his main influence. I've got a little taste of Henry Gibson playing the bongos. This is him.
Oh, man.
A decent bongo player there. This is, I combed almost every one of these tunes for some evidence of Mickey playing the bongos. I did find some on Jeepster. Most of it sunk right into the mix. This is it.
There's a bit in there.
There's a bit there.
You've got to have, I tell you what, you've got to have a trained bongo ear.
You do.
You've got to be suffering from bongo ear.
Want to hear how bongos or congas should be played, this is Raul Reco from the Santana Band.
He's so good.
Anyway, that's how you do that.
Can I just say, when you look at me, when I'm thinking...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly
what's going on.
I tell you why, Gav.
Yeah, yeah.
We should go to the pub.
Let's salute him, Mickey Finn.
Mickey Finn. Johnny Vaughan, Full Tilt 7 Thang. We salute you. I love T-Rex. I think Mark Bolan is the English prince.
He's the Sherpa Tenzing of T-Rex.
He's the English prince. He really is. He's like a love sexy genius.
Yeah.
Who never dates. Never dates. This is 20th Century Boy, T-Rex, Mickey Finn on Radio X. Underrated because he was quite a teen idol and because he had quite a lowbrow following. He's just, he isn't remembered like he should be. He's a genius. You listen to a tune like Walking in the Perfume Gardens of Gulliver Smith. My God, man. Genius. That is T-Rex right here on Radio X. If you want more sounds like that, do you know where you get them? Sunta serves it up for y'all every single day on Radio X Classic Rock. It's available on DAB, annoyingly, when I'm trying to listen to Radio X.
Yeah.
If there's a slight drop in signal.
In your car?
Yeah. Radio X Classic Rock is stronger.
Wow.
We jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been known to jump in.
We
jump in a bit. We can't help it. We must.
Can't help it.
Anyway. But when I do go in there, I'll stay there.
Yes.
So you can get it there, you can get it Global Player. It's absolutely brilliant. It is one of four sister stations. You've got Radio X 90s, Radio X Chilled, Radio X Noughties. You've also got Radio X Oasis at the moment. Mm-hmm. How about that? And you've got Radio X, the big one, which is where you're at right now. We've got news next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it! Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
At Morrisons, there's limited time left to collect your free Pyrex containers. Don't miss out on the little ones, perfect for leftover stir fry, or the big ones for batch cook spag bol. Whatever works for you. Redeem your More Card stamps by Sunday, 22nd of June, to claim your free Pyrex containers.
Morrisons, to shop at Morrisons.
More Card app required, 18 plus, excludes online and Morrisons daily. T's and C's apply. See online for details.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the UK could be forced to increase its defence spending even further as part of a push by NATO.